Gemara in Erubin on Daf Samech Tet talks about somebody that is a mumar lechilul Shabbat befarisya. Somebody that is a transgressor of Shabbat in public. According to one opinion, the Gemara considers that tantamount to idolatry, and therefore it's considered an abandonment of the entire religion. Question the Hafetz Chaim asks is, why is Chilul Shabbat that severe and that serious? So he explains in one of his inimitable Mishalim. He says there was a fellow that had a store, and from time to time he would leave the store to go away on vacation and have to close up shop. But so long as there was a sign on the store, people knew that he was still in business. He just took a temporary leave of absence. But once the fellow, the proprietor of the store, takes down the sign of the store, then everybody knows he's permanently closed. The Torah says that Shabbat is called an ot. Oti le'olam b'ni u'ben b'nei Yisrael, oti le'olam. It is a sign. So a person might be delinquent in some other mitzvot, but so long as he has his sign up that he's keeping Shabbat, we know that he's still in the fold. However, once already he starts to become a mechalel Shabbat, that shows already he took the sign down. It means he's out of business. And therefore, he's no longer part of the faith, so to speak, in the sense that he does not believe in the creation, that God rested in the seventh day, etc. So that is the sign, and that's why Shabbat is tantamount to Avodah Zarah. That's a big chizuk for all of us, especially in daily halakha, that we've discussed so many different halakhot in Ilchot Shabbat. If a person doesn't know the halakhot, chas v'shalom, he could unwittingly be mechalel Shabbat b'farisya. You know, he could do things that are forbidden without even knowing. Not, might not have the same status, but still, one has to be vigilant when it comes to these laws.